said you died for me, give to me, give to me. Why won't you live for me?
Another episode of Something Way Worse. Sorry to cut off Lauryn Hill there. I do really like that song, but it is 1 p.m. So that means I have to start my show. Yay. I know everyone who's listening is very excited. But anyway, this week Something Way Worse is Hozier, and I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm never 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that's correct. But anyway, today there's a windstorm happening outside, so it's a little crazy, and I'm very just not in the mood to be outside right now, because I was just outside getting here, and it was awful to be out there. So this week we're going to be listening to Hozier, because I like him, and that is what I posted on my story, like what people wanted to hear, and they voted Hozier. So, oh, that rhymed. I didn't even mean to do that. I'm a poet and I don't even know it. That's a stupid joke. I'm sorry. But anyway, we're going to start off with his self-titled album that he released in 2014. Sorry if I'm a little bit quiet. There's a lot of feedback in the studio, and if I talk like at this level, I just only hear feedback, so I really don't like doing this because it's really feedbacky. So I'm gonna be a little bit quiet today. I hope that's okay with you guys. It's a quiet kind of day, you know, just getting started. But we're just also getting started with Cherry Wine. Thank you.
sweet and right and merciful. I'm all but washed in the tide of her breathing. And it's worth it, it's divine. I have this some of the time. The way she shows me I'm hers and she's mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Blood is red and sweet as cherry wine.
Cherry Wine. That was a live. That's a live edition of a song, which is what is on the album. I just think it's really good and sweet. And the music video has Saoirse Ronan in it, who is one of my favorite actors. And I recommend you watch it. The themes of the song are kind of dark. I mean, it's about domestic abuse, but it's a good song. And like a lot of his songs are kind of about that kind of not really healthy relationship stuff. And I just think it's good and, like, important to know about. Like, a lot of his videos are kind of, like, not, like, activism, but, like, advocating for things, which is, I just think is cool. I think he's a really good artist, and he focuses his attention on a lot of good things that he thinks a lot about, which is fun. Well, not really fun. It's just, it's sweet. And he's just one of my favorite artists, which is, like, why I'm playing him. Usually I play, like, artists that are older because I have more to talk about with them. Like, they have more lore about them. But, I mean, he's been in the industry for a little over 10 years. So he doesn't have, like, much of, like, drama or anything because he mostly stays out of the public spotlight. And he just kind of goes and writes music. And I like that about him. He was just on tour this year, and I saw him with my sister, and it was literally, like, one of the best, it was one of the best concerts I've been to. It was great. So I am glad I chose him today. The people who follow me on Instagram chose him today, but I just really like him. I really like listening to his songs. They make me feel better because they're good songs, and I've liked them for a while. I mean, like, everyone has heard Take Me to Church. Everyone has heard Jackie Ann Wilson from his first album. It was pretty popular in 2014, and it remains pretty popular. But I've been talking for a while, so let's get into Work Song.
Face the burning heat. I just think about my baby. I'm so full of love I could barely eat. There's nothing sweeter than my baby. I'd never want once from the cherry tree. 'Cause my baby, sweet as can be, she'd give me two flakes just from kissing me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. Boys, when my baby found me, I was 3 days on a drunken sin. I woke with the walls around me, nothing in her room but an empty crib. Burning up a fever, I didn't care much how long I lived, but I swear I thought I dreamed her. She never asked me once about the wrong I did. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. Fret none about what my hands and my body done. If the Lord don't forgive me, I'd still have my baby and my babe would have me. But I was kissing on my baby and she put her love down soft and sweet. In the lonely light I was free. Heaven and hell were words to me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down.
This next song is very important to fans of the show, that I'm blanking on the name right now. Fans of the show. I can't remember the name right now, but Lindsay knows what I'm talking about. And I'm really pissed because I'm really mad because I just had the show name in my head, and when I got up to the microphone to speak, it left. Good Omens. Yep, it's Good Omens. This song is very important to fans of Good Omens, and Lindsay knows what I'm talking about because she gets it.
About you. Don't you agree?
planned for you and me. A rope in hand for your other man to hang from a tree.
Songs from his first album, and this next one is one that I probably listen to the most out of the songs. I don't know why, I listened to it a lot last semester. It's good. It's kind of a change of pace. I mean, we've kind of been getting like more and more peppy since we've started. It's just a kind of different vibe of a song, but I still really like it. So here's Angel of Small Death and the Codeine Scene.
Shaking the wings of
guys. What a song. I do understand why I listen to that a lot. It's just really, I don't know, it just scratches an itch in my brain, I guess. I can just listen to that on repeat. I mean, all of these songs I could honestly listen to on repeat. I would listen to this playlist that I made, like, for this radio show. I've been listening to it all day, and I probably will continue listening to it for the rest of the day, just because I never get bored of his songs. But speaking of never getting bored of his songs, everyone has probably heard this next song, like, 20 times. Even if you're not a Hozier fan, you probably know the lyrics, because it's one of his most popular ones, and it has been popular for 10 years. So here is Take Me to Church.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick. You heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen.
Song live at Blossom Music Center over the summer was literally a religious experience. Like, there's no other way I could describe it. Besides, the only thing that concert was trumped by this year was me seeing the total eclipse of the sun. over the lake. Like, that was how powerful that concert was, seeing Hozier. Mind you, it was during a tornado. So I saw Hozier sing all of his best songs during a tornado. And that would have been, like, the most impactful night of my year, my 2024, if... Sorry, there's so much feedback. If I hadn't seen the total eclipse of the sun that same year. But with Take Me to Church, we are moving past his first album and going on to his second album, which was released in 2019. It's called Wasteland Baby. And it's... I think it's my... It might be my favorite Hozier album. It's probably my second favorite because his first one is just that good. It's pretty iconic. But Wasteland Baby is also really good. And this next song is one of my favorites. It's definitely top three, if not top two, of Hozier's songs. And I just love how it starts. I love the lyrics of it. And I hope you enjoy it, too. It's called Would That I...
I saw her hair like the branch of a tree, willow dancing on air before covering me, under cotton and calicoes, over canopied dapple long ago. True that love in the draw was the weeping of me, that the sound of the soul must be known by the tree, must be felt for the fire to cold, a fretted fire.
Yeah.
always would that I just, well, I'm sorry if you heard that. That was a lot of feedback from me not talking. I just love how he starts the song and every verse with, like, true. Because it's like he's cutting in the middle of a conversation. Oh, sorry. There's something is wrong with the system today, and there's just a lot of feedback. But, like, every verse he starts every verse with, like, true, but, like, he's, like, interjecting in a conversation about someone, like, dissing on this girl that he's talking about, and he's like, true, but she's actually really cool, or, like, true, but I saw her and she was really pretty, basically. I don't know. I just really like it how it's not normally how a song goes, but it's like he's making a point with every verse, and I just really enjoy that. It makes me smile. Speaking of making me smile, this next song makes me smile. It's also in my top two or three of his songs, and I tried to learn it on guitar, and I kind of did, but it's like it's not really a guitar song, but it's good either way. It's just sweet, and it has like the lyrics of the song are like references to other songs. Like in the song are like just a bunch of different song titles. Like every line is like contains a song title of a song from like the 40s and 50s that he would like play in the room. But I'll just let you guys listen to the lyrics before I talk more about it, or else you might be confused because you haven't heard the song before. song. I was singing along in the studio. One of these days I'll do a karaoke episode. If I could ever get my sister or anyone else in the booth with me on a Wednesday afternoon, which is like the worst time to have a visitor because it's literally, it's right in the middle of the week. But if I could get a visitor in the studio, I'll do a karaoke day. I promised that in one of my first two sessions. I was like, I'll do karaoke, and I haven't done it yet, but maybe sometimes. That song just makes me feel better. But I just really like it. Like, the song, like, Stella by Starlight, that's a lyric. Night and Day, it's a lyric, but it's a song titled Stella by Starlight, Night and Day. I'm just going through the lyrics right now. Be Still My Foolish Heart, that's a song. Duke Ellington, that's not a song, but it, I mean, I guess it is a song, but it's also, he's an artist. And like, he references Chet Baker. It's just like songs that I like, he references in it. And in referencing those songs, he makes a song that I also like. So it's just a lot of layers of things that I enjoy. But sadly, that's the last song off of Wasteland Baby, because I wanted to play Unreal on Earth, because that's his most recent album. It came out this year. And that's the album that he was touring for when I saw him in concert. And I have bracelets that I wear all the time. My bracelets that I have on my wrist, if you've ever noticed me wearing them, they are from that Hozier concert. And one of them says Unheard, and one of them says All Things End. And Unheard is the name of his EP, and All Things End is the name of a song that I'm going to play at the end of the show, because it's called All Things End, and it's when the show ends. So I thought it was thematic. But I have three songs left, and they're all from Unreal on Earth, and I really enjoy them all. This next one is good. It's not one of my favorites. It's probably top 6 or 5 of my Hozier songs. Maybe top 10. I don't know. I like a lot of his songs. And it's called Eat Your Young. I know Lindsay liked this, so Lindsay, shout out. I like it too. It's just probably not as much as you do.
Money to be made, whatever it's still.
guys, we have a surprise fourth song that I can add, because I actually, the person before me wasn't at their show today, so they didn't end their thing late, so I could start on time. So actually I have time for another song, so I'm really excited about that, because we still have 15 minutes left in the studio and I get to play more Hozier, which is exciting. Sorry I'm talking soft again for new listeners. This is because there's a lot of feedback going on, and you can probably hear it in the microphone. But we're going to play De Selby Part 2, because that was going to be on my playlist originally, and then I was like, wait, this is too long. I'm not going to have enough time. But then I do have enough time, so I'm very excited because it's a good song. I know my sister also likes this one, so... Lindsay, this one is, again, I feel like most of these I've been like, oh yeah, my sister likes this song, just because Lindsay also really likes Hozier, and I know she listens, so I want to, you know, be like, yeah, you guys just remember that my sister also likes these songs, because, you know, she's a loyal listener, and I respect that. I respect that loyalty. But speaking of being loyal, I don't really know where I was going with that. I was going to talk about how I'm like a loyal Hozier listener, but I mean, everyone is who listens to him, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't really make sense, but it's whatever. I'm not going to complain about me just speaking. Like, I don't have a... I'm not here with a script. I'm just here in the studio talking. But here is De Selby Part 2.
What's your giving? What's your living?
next song is probably my favorite of his, because it's referencing a Greek myth that I really like, of Icarus, like the guy who had golden wings and flew too close to the sun and died because his wings melted. But before we get into that, I just also want to share a quick fact that I just really enjoy, because this album's Unreal on Earth, and it came out this year, but he also released an EP this year of unreleased songs that were supposed, like, that could have been on Unreal on Earth, and he chose not to include them. And one of those songs that he chose not to include on Unreal on Earth is Too Sweet, which is his first number one single. And I just think it's really funny, because personally, I don't like that song too much, Too Sweet. I don't really like it. I don't think it's one of his best songs. I just think it's kind of like, it's definitely, I can tell why it's popular and why pop music people really like it and why it reached number one. But me personally, I don't think it stacks up to the rest of his discography. And I think he agrees, and I think that's why he didn't include it on his album. And I just think it's really funny, because he released it later because he didn't want to release it at first. And then it got to number one because the general public decided they really liked it. And it, like, was trending on TikTok and everything. And I just think it's really funny, because I don't think it's that good of a song. And that's his only number one. Like, Take Me to Church reached number two. He's never had a number one song before. And then this song that he didn't even want to release got to number one. And I just think that's, I think it's ironic. And I think it says something about the general public. But most of his songs are pretty, like, deep and have a lot of themes and, like, religious qualities to them, which I appreciate. Like, his songs are more than just pop music, even though they are popular. Like, this next one is based off of a Greek myth. And a lot of songs from Unreal on Earth kind of connect back to him being Irish. And he has a song that's, like, completely in Irish, and Dé Sealbhí Part 1, we just listened to Dé Sealbhí Part 2. Dé Sealbhí Part 1, like, opens in Irish, Gaelic, I think, is the Irish language. I'm not super Irish, I'm kind of Irish, I don't speak Gaelic, and obviously I don't really know the correct title for the Irish language, but I'm pretty sure it is Gaelic. Anyway, he is Irish, and he kind of connected back to this, his roots with this recent album. And you can, like, hear his Irish accent in it a lot more than you can in his previous albums. And I just really like hearing accents in songs, because not many people sing with accents. And I think it's entertaining when they do, because they usually sound good when you're singing. But I'm gonna let you guys listen to my favorite Hozier song, because I just think it's really good. It's really soft, and just sit back and enjoy it.
If the wind turns, fight a squall, allow the ground to find its brutal way to me. All the way down.
float away. But if we fall, I only pray, don't fall away from me. I do not have wings, love, I never will. Soaring over the world, you are carrying. If these heights should bring my fall, let me be your own. I carry and carry him. If the wind turns, if I hear the squall, allow the ground to find its brutal way to me. If I should fall on that day,
like makes me cry, like the lyrics, and though I burn, how could I fall when I am lifted by every word you say to me. It's just so good because it's like him in the song, like he's Icarus and he like just trusts whoever the person that he's speaking to so much that he like doesn't care if he's falling. And the song lyrics, it's not, the song title is called Icarian, and it's like I carry on, and it's also Icarian, and it's also Icarian, and it's a reference to Icarus. And I just think it's so like multi-tiered, and I just think he put so much thought into this. And I just really, I love this song. If I didn't have an audience, I would play the song again just because I love it that much. But I know I have an audience, and I know you guys don't want to hear Icarian again. So I'm going to play All Things End because my show is over and it's a really good song. And also this, I mean, it's the end of this show. Also, I'm not going to be back until 2 weeks because I'll be home for Thanksgiving next week. So I'm sorry to my loyal listeners, but I will be at home and not in the studio next week. And then the week after that's my last show this semester, so... All things do end, including my semester with this radio show. So thank you all for listening and tuning in, and this is All Things End.
A two-ton weight around my chest feels like it just dropped a 20-story height. If there was anyone to ever get through this life with their hearts still intact, they didn't do it right. The last time I fell, you weighed on my chest. You said we didn't get it right, but love, we did our best, and we will again. Moving on in time, taking more from everything that ends. Say there's something